welcome to the last episode of this season's Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day lives of the folks at Ashley Quarter Horses in Forsyth. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Lynn reflects on just what it takes to sustain the ranch into the future. When I first came to Montana nearly two decades ago, the landscape looked empty to my eastern eyes, barren even, little evidence of livestock, wildlife, or human settlement. I still sometimes have a sense of nothingness in certain parts of the state. But riding out with Lynn the other day on two-track roads to the highest ridge on the ranch's northern border, we see a bull snake skin, a ridge of fossils, homesteaders' baby buggy wheels, a gravesite for three little pioneer boys, teepee rings, brimming stock tanks, and the tiny tuftless heads and bright yellow eyes of burrowing owls. Finally, from our perch on Pipeline Ridge, we survey the land that sustains and is sustained by the Ashley family.
This is kind of steep, breaksy country, juniper draws, and it's fairly steep and rough. Some gumbo knobs in it, we call them.
Isn't it incredible you can't see any town or any road?
Nothing.
The Ashleys run their hundreds of horses and cows over these many thousands of rugged acres.
I haven't seen a single cow since we started driving 33 minutes ago. Why is that?
This pasture, the cows won't come into it until about the middle of September. You want these grasses to, you can't use them the same every year, like, and not allow them ever to grow a seed head and, fully develop. And as the cows come through, they'll knock them seed heads off and trample them in, and it just sustains your grass.
And this is what we're talking about today up on this high ridge, just what it takes to create a healthy ecosystem in perpetuity and what that means for the rest of us.
In popular culture, people don't understand that individual landowners, ranchers, maintain their grassland and conserve it by definition.
We have to, or we can't survive. If you don't maintain it and take care of it, it don't take care of you.
And so the larger environmental conversation that uses words like conservation and sustainability and thinks that those concepts are antithetical to private land holding and agriculture generally, is that just a misunderstanding?
Well, ranchers are, in my opinion, are the original conservationists. I mean, they have to take care of their land for it to make a living on it. And if you don't, you won't. It will, it'll eventually catch up with you.
So that means constant pasture rotation.
If you don't leave some residue and leave some grass there, it actually produces less grass the next year. If you've got old grass there, your new grass comes quicker and it'll grow more pounds per acre if you take care of your range.
It also means maintaining the extensive pipeline system, fixing brakes, replacing hydrants, tanks, and floats, and contending with bears yanking pipes from stock tanks. All this to keep cattle well spread and evenly grazing, which in turn encourages a diversity of native grasses.
There's people that think it's destructive to the environment, but if cattle are run right, it's very beneficial. Not only are we producing a valuable end product, we're converting a low-end grass into high-quality beef.
And it preserves this landscape as it always has been.
Yes, keeps it from being subdivided and chopped up. And a properly run ranch is a great benefit to wildlife also.
And do you feel that personally, that that's somewhat your responsibility to maintain?
Yes, because not only do we ranch, but we like to hunt too, and so we want to see a healthy wildlife population.
Why should other people care about preserving your way of life? What does it mean for the rest of us?
Well, we're all on this planet together, and if we don't work together, none of us are in good shape.
That's a wrap for season 14 of Field Days. Yellowstone Public Radio would like to thank the Ashley family for generously sharing their story with us. Thank you. Stay tuned for season 15 of Field Days, coming soon.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.